Blog Talk Radio.
This is it. Here I stand. I'm the light of the world. I feel grand. The love I can feel.
Better man out of you.
When you talk to her, talk to her.
$4.99. Treat it the way your mama taught you to. She could be the queen of Sheba. She could be a school teacher, a homemaker or a lawyer. I think it's good for your karma if when you talk to her. Nothing in this world ever exists without its opposite. There has to be a sun and a moon, a man and a woman, and that's just the way it is. Humanity is divided, and everybody's fighting. How do we restore the peace? Mother Earth is hurting, and everybody's searching for that feminine energy. You like you fight for your sister. If you knew that somebody dissed her, how you gonna care for your daughter?
Turn around and talk bad about her mama.
Say where you listen to your auntie.
Never interrupt while she speaks.
Make your words sweet like candy,
as if you were talking to your granny. Yeah.
If you really love her, then
say so.
And if you really need,
Peace, and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We are here on Tuesday for a special, exclusive interview. First of its kind here on New Knowledge Radio. I'm here and present before the world the dynamic mind of this aspiring engineer and artist, creative genius, who is my daughter. Jasmine is in the building. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions and your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others tonight's guest here on Through Knowledge Radio. My daughter, Jasmine, is in the building. Jazzy.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the show. So we're going to begin with an introduction. You can tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself, okay? Take as little or as long as you like and relax, all right? So tell the people about yourself.
Okay. My name is Jasmine, and I'm a junior in high school. I want to be an engineer when I finish college. I want to go to a four-year university. And that's it.
That's it. So what brings you on the show today? What do you want to share with us today?
I want to promote my school and sell ads.
All right, so tell us about the ads. Tell us about what you have going on and some of the opportunities for those business people that are out here to advertise with your school.
Okay. So I'm doing a fundraiser, selling ads for my school. My school's Miss FTS pageant. The person to win will be crowned Miss FTS and win a $500 scholarship. And I'm hoping to achieve that and then have the most funds for ads. The people who buy the ads will get recognized in the paper, and you can have, like, there's different size ads that you can have.
So tell us about each of the ads, you know, a description of each one of the tiers that they have there.
Okay. So if you want a fourth of a page, you pay $25. A half of a page is $50, and a full page is $100, and then they're all in black and white. But if you want a full page for with color, you can get it for $250. Also, if you want to be a T-shirt sponsor, it's $500, and you get the logo on T-shirts. You get on-stage recognition and a full page ad in the programs. And then if you want to be a stage sponsor, it's $750, and you get your banner on stage recognition, and a full-page ad in the program.
So tell the people why it would be good for them to advertise with you particularly in this pageant, right?
It would be good for people because these are high school students. We need to eat. We need to buy clothes. We get our nails done, our hair done. We like education. So we need all these things. And people who aren't well known, they'll be more known like this.
So this is an opportunity for businesses to expand their market reach into a young demographic. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's wonderful. So a little bit about you. We want to know a little bit more about you. Can I ask you a couple of questions? Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Germany.
What was it like growing up in Germany?
It's a lot different than America. There's lots of different expectations. For me, it was really amazing, and I'm glad I got to grow up there. Everything was very different in a good way.
So what about the contrast between growing up in Germany and going to school there versus going to school here?
I think education was more influencing over there than it is here. People want to learn more, and people are more involved in school than they are here. And then also, people are more focused on being outside. Not everything is about technology.
Mm. So out of all the things that you can be, and I've seen you do some amazing things over the course of your life, what is it about an engineer that interests you, and why do you want to be an engineer?
What most interests me is, like, I love making things. I love making new ideas. and I ask a lot of what if questions. And being an engineer, it's like you get the answer to all your problems. Not all of them, but you get to answer and you get to figure out and you get to make problems and you get to answer problems. And just creating is like the most amazing part.
Okay, so what do you want to do with the skills that you learn as an engineer? What problem do you want to solve in the world?
Well, for the specific type of engineering, I wanted to be an environmental engineer or a chemical engineer. So for chemical engineer, it's more for me, it was more about like making new ideas and coming up with more efficient ways for people using different things. But for environmental engineering, I would want to improve bridges, you know, all the different types of canal systems and railroads and regular roads and just to make everything more safe and efficient.
That's wonderful. So you literally want to build a better future. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So I think the last question I want to ask you, and then I'll give you an opportunity to say whatever is on your mind. If you could talk to your younger self or talk to a younger version of Jasmine out there that might listen to this show, what would you want to tell them about life? What you want to tell them about their dreams, their hopes, their desires, whatever?
I would say try not to procrastinate. And it's okay to make mistakes because you will just keep doing better and better and keep learning from what you made mistakes in.
That's wonderful. All right, so any last thoughts that you wanted to share with the people? Can you go over the things that you you talked about, the opportunities for people to advertise one more time? And at the end, I'll tell them how they could get you the funds.
Yes. Okay, so if you need a reference, you can email the junior class advisor. Her name is Andy McMillan. And her email is nandy@ccs.k12.ns.us. Also, I'm taking checks or cash or also the PayPal. But also the funds go to the junior class. It goes to our class T-shirts, our class field trips, the class activities, our prom, and whatever's left over, depending on how much we make, is going to be going to, like, supporting the school, sports, and the extracurricular activities that we have. There's different sections for winners, and like I said before earlier, the school winner gets the $500 scholarship. And then I'm also trying to get the top sponsorship sales, which is the one who gets the most amount of ads. Also, you can call the junior class advisor at 910-484-1151. But if you have any questions, then you can contact me or you can contact the junior class advisor.
All right. Thank you, young lady, for coming on the show today, you know, and sharing your thoughts and that brilliant mind of yours, young engineer, building a better future here.
Thank you.
Love you, sissy.
Love you, too.
All right. All right, so for the family that's listening, you have this opportunity to invest and also to expand into a market outside of your current demographic to another audience that will remember you and carry your business forward in the future. So it's another branding opportunity for the Cumberland County School District here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and increase your client base. So you know, get this opportunity to build them to the minds of the youth and to ensure that you're working towards a better future for our youth. You know, this young entrepreneur, my daughter, is seeking to challenge herself to go to one of the highest levels possible within the pageant and also build a better future. So if you are listening to this recording and you're unable to send a cash or a check, you can use the PayPal for this broadcast, Student Knowledge Radio 19 at gmail.com. Again, that's Student Knowledge Radio 19 at gmail.com. Make sure you put your name and your address. You will receive a thank you letter and a receipt from your donation directly from the school. So this, again, this is a good opportunity to help some youth, you know, and sow into their lives. So, again, we want to thank my beautiful daughter for coming on tonight's broadcast. If you like what you heard, you can subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/DothNowledgeRadio. That's DothNowledgeRadio. Check us out at DothNowledgeRadio.com. So, that, say peace, love, black power, and we will see you next Friday.